Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. I literally have no idea what I want to talk about. Yeah. I mean, every day when I say good afternoon, St. Louis, it's a little like that. It's a little, you know, I always use the analogy, we're leaving for Florida. We're not even out of the driveway yet. We know we can't stop at QT. It just, like, it's one of those days I thought about running. Like, eh.
Like, what happens if I just take off?
Yeah. You're doing some real grunting over there.
I can't get straight, man. I don't know what it is. I can't. I gotta fix the chair, and then the camera's weird, and
then you're squeaking
too. My shirt's bugging me. Like that sleeve is bugging me.
You're gonna be a terrible old man.
Am I? I'm
very vocal.
Very vocal.
I've already got all the old man noises. You hear me get off the couch at night? Like
you're a noise machine.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Do you snore wheels?
Yeah, I'm sure. I have a mouth guard that helps it. But yeah, I've always snored. Probably not as bad with that mouth guard, though.
And then the mic is not cooperating with
Never. It's never right. It's because it's set up weird is all. You know, we used to have one that could move like, you know, 360 degrees and you got to get it right. And this one goes in like 4 degrees.
You're physically sensitive, if not emotionally.
I don't know about sensitive. Just like I got to get right. I get it right.
That's called sensitive.
Oh, whatever. It's fine. Yeah.
Not sensitive, okay?
Maybe I'm easily.
Not sensitive. Things just have to be perfect or I'm going to freak out.
I'm easily annoyed. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes. You just keep giving synonyms.
Yeah. I am quick to anger.
Not sensitive. I'm just like touchy, you know?
I'm just edgy all the time.
It doesn't take much stimuli to overstimulate me. That's all it is. Casey's saying, how's the temp in the studio? It's not bad.
Pretty normal, right?
I'm a little overdressed.
Yeah.
But it was like a cozy, rainy morning. And
yeah.
The temperature changed like 10, 15 degrees in like a half an hour.
Yeah. Got a lot of rain coming this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Now we're just talking like we're at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's funny that they asked about the temperature because Steve was mad at us yesterday. He came by the office and he was like, I love how you guys are just complaining about the temperature the whole show. And I was like, it's good content. And he goes, I love that you think that's good content.
Yeah. He like, can't imagine you thinking this is good content. And we were like, oh, thought it was fun.
Well,
yeah.
I love having to do the show in 87 degrees.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. When you're pitting out.
Just release some ferrets next time. Oh, see if we can handle that.
I would like that.
I don't think I would. I've never been much of a ferret person. I remember seeing them for the first time like at Gordon Moore Park in Godfrey and just being like, what is going on?
I had one for one day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Had it for one day. And I put a bell around its neck. And my whole life I've been trying to do things that made me cool. And I've just failed and failed and failed. And so I thought, well, this is what women will like, a ferret. And it's ironic. And I'll name it Elvis. And I might even shave its little head into Elvis's hair. I had a whole plan. And I put a bell around its neck on a little collar. And I kept it in the bathroom because it's ferret. And I walked in the middle of the night because its little bell wouldn't stop ringing and it was bugging my roommate. And I closed the door behind me. Absolutely true story. And when I turned the light on, it popped and went off and the little varmint ran up me. And all I could feel was its little feet and its bell ringing. And I called Pass Pets at St. Clair Square. And I'm like, I need to bring a ferret back. And they're like, we don't take returns on livestock. I'm like, oh, you're going to. So
somebody's taking it.
Someone's taking it.
You should be prepared if you're getting a ferret. They're a lot.
Livestock. Yeah.
They're a lot. A friend of ours had one in college, and we had to stay there. I can't remember why we stayed at her place for a couple days. I liked him. He was funny, but man, he'd be sleeping, and he'd just like sneak up on you and bite your feet just to be funny.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
They're little troublemakers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're like the girl that had it. She didn't train it.
People are asking, is Andrew not on the show today? He's there. He's just not on the stream.
Here. What do you call it? My camera thing in here is not working right now, so I'm here, but I don't know if it will. I'm working on it.
We should put up the little cat thing. Remember when the lawyer showed up as the cat?
Yeah. I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
I'm a real person.
I'm a guy.
Didn't it turn out that guy was like a horrible person after
was
that?
Was he?
Yeah, he got milkshake ducked pretty bad. It turned into, he was like, bad guy. He was like a villain. And everybody was like, oh, he's not the cute cat lawyer.
He got what?
Milkshake ducked. It's a commonly used term.
Not commonly.
On the internet.
Okay.
It's referring to a post that somebody made once, like a joke post that somebody made about how we just cancel people so quick after elevating them. And it was about like how much the internet loves Milkshake Duck, the duck that drinks milkshakes. And then it's like the next day it's like, the duck is racist. Turns out. Sorry, everyone. Duck's racist.
All right. He's keeping me hip.
So they say,
now I know about getting milkshake ducks.
Yeah, I said, never heard that one before.
Have you heard it, Rach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm two online, so.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not the best person
to support your case.
Right. I mean, it's just proving that I also am far too online.
Speaking of online, and maybe it's just my algorithm, and maybe I'm just stupid, but does anyone care anymore about the space shot? Is anyone following this at all?
Space shot.
You know, with the ladies.
Oh.
I still see people making fun of it because it was silly.
And I think it's pretty compelling, like you said, that they, like you said, I don't think that's, like, I don't believe even the conspiracy, really, but I do think they were trying to make it look more dramatic than it really was with the dramatic opening from Bezos, but then they could just, like, open it the whole time from the inside and just
walk out. Not doing themselves any favors. It sounds like hell in that capsule, and maybe it's because it's a bunch of women, and I'm not a man. No, you guys are different. You're just different when you're together.
Well, what do you...
Well, for example, if we went up, and when we got to the apex, Wheeler started singing It's a Wonderful World.
Like, oh, is that what happened?
He'd get his you-know-what punched.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Katy Perry started singing It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. And they're all like, oh, there wasn't a dry eye. Like, you guys are so friggin'
Do you think she did the, like,
stupid,
what a wonderful world?
I hope so.
First of all, I'd just be screaming, let's go.
Yeah, once we get up there, if you start... screaming or singing anything, I'm just opening the airlock.
And now
we're all going down.
Gayle King's doing the Have Y'all Been to Space? Have you seen that one?
No.
She's like, anyone who's criticizing, have you been to space? You can talk to me the day you go to space. And people are like, yeah, we're earth poor. You know, we're kind of stuck here.
I don't think people are criticizing because they haven't been to space and they don't understand.
No, that's not what it is. I promise you that's not it.
It's that it's a publicity stunt and you guys are acting like it's meaningful.
Yeah.
I do wonder.
And maybe
like,
fake.
It could be meaningful to you.
And it also might be fake.
Let me stand up for these ladies for a second, though. Why is this getting so much more hate than any of the other ones? That's what I don't understand. It's a bunch of girls. This is a bridge.
I would
too
never
far.
Say that it's because not because it's girls, because it could be, probably is. But I think it's also a cumulative thing. The first time it was like, oh my gosh, regular people are going to space. Wow. And then as we've had more of these things, like I'll look you in the eye and take a lie detector test. Had this been like Kevin Hart and Louis C.K. and Ray Romano, I'd feel exactly the same way. I'm done with celebrities in space.
Well, I mean, but the first few times, did they make as big a deal out of it? Did we do TV shows about it and meet them at the landing and
interview
every single
one
of them?
It.
I mean, again, I think that's part of it, too, is the coverage has been over the top.
But I don't think, now we're going to get into a fight. I don't think that, it's because it's women. That's like a convenient shield. Sometimes just because it's women. Sometimes just because it's so friggin' stupid.
I don't see a difference between this one. Yes, they were interviewing everyone every time people went up. Yes, they did make a big show of it. Remember Bezos and his cowboy hat?
Yeah, we all made fun of him, too. That was the thing, is everybody made fun of Bezos for being a dork.
But it feels like there's a bigger pile on this time. I don't know. Maybe people are more online than ever.
Yeah, it could be.
The moral of the story.
It could also be the celebrity factor, that it's not people that actually did things.
Most of the people I've seen making fun of it are women.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Like, 100 to 1.
I would guarantee that element of bro exists where they're making fun of it because they're women. But I don't think it's only those people. I think it's a lot more widely made fun of than just the people that think that way.
I think it's a coming together of a lot of things. It's kind of a perfect storm that we're at a time when the economy's melting down.
Yes.
Everyone's 401k is down 25-30%. And you got these millionaires being sent up by billionaires singing It's a Wonderful World and then saying, have you all been to space? It's just not, they didn't pull it off very well.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good way to put it. I mean,
what if they sent us to space, guys? What's our move? What are we doing once we're up there?
I already told you, I'm popping the airlock. As soon as Wheeler starts saying, let's go.
You're getting nowhere near that thing.
Up in maximum velocity.
Well, evidently, it's pretty easy to open.
Yeah, so you go near that thing.
Yeah, opening grandma's screen door. And
it's the only spacecraft that opens in.
Yeah, I'm going to sit next to that thing. Anybody makes a move for it, they're getting popped. Sit back down.
That's what we have. Me and Kevin fighting over opening the airlock.
Yeah, the thing I... Okay, so Gail King said... I don't like that people are making fun of what we did, the route we took, because it's the same one that Alan Shepard took. Well, yeah, in like 1910 when we were pretty sure it was going to blow up or aliens were going to eat his face. I mean, it's not quite the same thing, but I don't take away from what they did. I would want to do it.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean,
I would have been too afraid.
It's cool at a level, and then it does get a little like cheesy and silly, but, you know.
Say that again.
I said it's cool, like, to an extent. It's like, yeah, of course. But then I get the criticisms, too, where it's like, we have stuff going on down here that maybe we could be tackling.
Yeah. I do think there's there, and I've seen criticism of this, that there are people, and I've seen this both from men and women, saying, look, you keep calling them the crew. They're passengers.
Yeah.
They didn't do any of the things. Yeah. They just went for a ride like William Shatner did, right?
Yes.
Nobody was saying William Shatner was a crew member. He's just a guy. He just went for a ride, and this, you know, this whole thing was piloted from Earth by people who pilot these things.
Also, and this is just really an aside, but how are they not wearing helmets at least?
They weren't?
No. Not a helmet in the place. Like, if you go riding your bike or your skateboard in the park, you wear a helmet, and they're going into space and dropping down, and maybe not all of the parachutes open, and maybe you hit really, really hard, and... Just no helmets.
Do astronauts wear helmets on the way down?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have pressurized suits and helmets. And again, they're going into space.
Right. Huh. I didn't even think of that.
Just seems kind of odd, just from like a liability standpoint. Like, we're going to need you to wear a helmet.
Hmm.
Katy Perry.
Maybe they did? They took them off? Or was there a video inside
looks
the pod?
Too good. Hair yeah, looks
there's,
too good.
Well, there's video of them the whole time.
You just see it like, you got the video on the pod.
A little bit here, a little bit there. 122 DGS and KMOX. Grace, what's the AI trend that is icky to you?
It's all over TikTok, and people are taking their dogs and cats and having AI like translate them into a human being. Like, what does my cat look like as a human? What does my dog look like as a human? And sometimes it's like a cute little human, and other times it's like, oh, I don't want you in my house. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I get why people are doing it, and I watch every single one that comes across my feed. It's certainly very entertaining, but I personally don't want to do that. I know it's not an accurate representation of what my cat would look like if she turned into a human, but I kind of don't want that in my head. What do you think? Am I too sensitive?
Not as sensitive as Wheeler, but no, I get it. I even find, like, here's what the Simpsons would look like if they were real humans.
Yeah.
I find that really off-putting. Just, yeah. So it was my pet as a dude. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it takes your sweet little dog and then it turns it into just like some dude hanging out on your couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes he's very like slovenly and looks like he doesn't, you know, get his rent payment in on time. He's just like chilling, like squatting in your home. And it's like, I prefer my furry little friend.
And what's the stuff with Elon's babies?
Okay, the Wall Street Journal just did this huge article about Elon's relationships with all of these women that he has children with. Ashley St. Clair is the most recent one who has come out and said, like, yeah, Elon and I had a child together, but whenever he presented me with like the financial agreement that he wanted to go through with, I felt that it wasn't fair. So she's kind of spilling to reporters, and the Wall Street Journal went and interviewed several people familiar with this. So Elon has 14 confirmed children, but there's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a guarantee there's more than that. We just don't know of these other women he's had children with. And he has certain rules for them, like you can't talk negatively about Elon in public. That's in the contract. As far as financial compensation, all I know is Ashley St. Clair's situation, which she was offered $15 million up front and then $100,000 a month child support every month. She declined that because there were certain things that she felt that she and the baby deserved that weren't included. Now they're in this tug of war. And they went on to talk about I believe this influencer's name is Ashley Fang. She's big on Twitter. She's like a crypto influencer. And Elon found out who she was, started following her. They messaged a couple times. And then he was like, hey, you should have my baby. And she decided not to and told a couple people about it. And when he found out that she told a couple of people about it, he unfollowed her on Twitter. And that resulted in her like losing a lot of notoriety and losing a lot of money. Some people are spinning that as like he directly took away her income. No, but he removed her from the status position in his life that he had previously given her. So, I mean, you know, he didn't do anything that's like illegal or something, but it's just weird stuff. It's
wonder what it is. I know he has this whole we need to repopulate the world.
Well, he believes that he wants to repopulate the world with intelligent humans, and he believes he has the DNA to do
that.
Why
is that so familiar?
But yeah, and he has rules for them. Like, he wants the baby to be born by C-section because apparently C-section allows for a larger brain size for a baby. I did not know this until I read the article. And he wants all of his sons to be circumcised. Just all of these details in this Wall Street Journal article, it was just a little stranger than I initially thought it was.
Would you say that there is like a fortiori something wrong with a woman who would just have a baby with Elon Musk?
That's a big question. I don't know if there's something wrong. Look, it's not for me, but I see the appeal if you want like stability and like, hey, my baby's going to be taken care of financially and have the finest healthcare and all this stuff. In exchange for my silence, like I get why some women would take that deal, but it does seem like from this article, you're pretty much signing your soul away. You're just going to be under his control. And we're seeing that play out with his ex Grimes, the singer who has, I think, 3 children with Elon, and he has kept children from her. He's brought X, their son, into the Oval Office without her consent. She's like, he shouldn't be out in public like this. He just makes all these decisions. And then apparently he won't answer these women whenever they text him or try to call him. He just sends his handler to take care of all of it. So there's all these like monetary agreements that have been made for the mothers of his children, and they've all gone through this one person that works for Elon. It's quite odd. And he is planning on, he has a compound property, I think it's in Texas, where several of the mothers live and are raising the babies. And he wanted Grimes to move there, and she said no. He wanted Ashley St. Clair to move there. She said no. So it's weird. If you can read the article, I definitely would, because I think more details are going to come out, and it's going to get stranger and stranger.
So he's a psycho.
It's weird. It's definitely weird.
So where are the importance of two parents in a family critics? Where are they with Elon? Are they just going to stay quiet because he's rich and he's in with the White House?
And if you say to me tomorrow,
surprise.
Welcome back, DGS 133. Stairway Wheels.
Sure. Where would you like to go? You want to do something fun? You want to do something, I don't know, bigger than that? Actually, you know what we're talking about with the flight. We were talking about some of the men versus women thing. I thought that, well, not really, but you know that along the lines. I saw a TikTok the other day that interested me, and it's a guy being silly, but I think it points out an interesting thing. And I'm curious what you guys think about it. So a guy is saying, "Yep, I found out my buddy is getting married. He told me, he called me, told me he's engaged, and I told this to my wife, and my wife said, so tell me about it. What did you learn?" He's like, "That's it. That's all. That's what I learned. I learned he's engaged, and you know it's cool, and I congratulated him." She's like, "Well, how did he do it?" He goes, "I don't know. I didn't ask." Like, "Well, you didn't ask how he proposed to his now fiance?" He's like, "No. Why would I ask about any of that?" And she was thinking he was crazy because guys generally don't do that. And I, you know, from you know being around my wife, I know that she and her cousins, they all kind of talk about those things, like how do they do it and all that. Is that really a thing, do you think? Or is this guy just trying to be funny? Because I find like when I've had that experience where my buddy will tell me that, and I didn't follow up with any questions other than, awesome, that's great. It's going to be fun. Can't wait for the wedding. Can't wait to do all that stuff. That's cool. Happy for you. I've never followed up with so where did you do that? Where did you go? Did you get on a knee? Like, I literally never even thought to do that. And none of my buddies asked me any of those things either. And I felt like that seems like it made sense. because we are more, you know, and again, it's a generalization, but the guys I know are just much more about here's the news, congratulations, or oh no, you know, depending on whether it's good or bad news.
So what if it was 30 years ago?
Yeah.
And we were friends.
Yeah.
And you told me, and I kept peppering you with questions like, where'd you get the ring? What kind of a cut is it? Is it a princess cut? Would you think, like, what the hell's wrong with
no,
this guy?
I don't think I would have thought that either. I just would have never thought to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I would have been like, what's wrong with Dave? I just wouldn't have thought that that would be the path I would go. Like, I never asked that my brother when he got engaged. I never thought, oh, so, you know, I just didn't get into any of that.
I saw a thing like that before, but it was, oh, did you hear Jerry's getting divorced? And like, oh, my God, what happened? And he's like, I don't know. He just said he's getting divorced.
I'm curious if you guys, like, when I saw that, I'm like, sounds about right. And does that sound about right to you guys?
Yeah, it does. I think it's similar to, like, and I can't speak for all women because there are plenty of women who would be, like, very into, like, let's say you had, like, a softball game or something, wheels, and you won, and you were like, I won. I'd be like, oh, cool. But I wouldn't have follow-up questions. I wouldn't be like, so what position
were
you
playing? Yeah, I was like, did you hit any home runs?
Yeah, I think it's just the kind of thing where it's like, man, I'm happy for you. I'm glad that happened. But an engagement typically is not something that guys are dreaming of in the same way that girls are.
That's a great point.
And I'm saying typically, you know.
No, I think that's a good point. So
broad,
like,
brush.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, think about, man, I can't wait till I'm going to propose and this is how I'm going to do it? I never once thought about it until I got close to doing it. I'm like, I got to figure out a good way to do this. Like, it wasn't something I dreamed about my whole life or thought about my whole life.
It's a bigger deal now.
Yeah.
Like, since the first person did the promposal, like, everything has just gone downhill from there or uphill, whichever way you look at it. But now it's like a big deal.
Can I be a real hater, a true hater?
Sure.
I hate the promposal.
Me too.
And maybe I'm just bitter because I didn't even go to prom. But I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just setting. I think it's so horrible for the kids that don't get asked. Now it's like, not only are you not going to the prom, but then it's like, we have to do this huge grand gesture that's completely unrealistic and, like, not in line with the rest of life. I don't know. It just feels crazy. And then you have to keep topping things from there.
Yeah.
It just feels like something that was born out of social media that I wish didn't exist.
That's a great point. Because, I mean, like, for a marriage proposal, that is kind of a big deal, right? Like, that's something that if you're going to try to make it special or memorable, great. Because the idea is...
But to me, that's very different from performative. It's
yes,
one thing if you want 100%. To make it special for the two of you.
Right.
Or if you have, like, you know, their family hidden away somewhere.
Right.
But I remember the first time I saw someone, this has been years ago, obviously, but the first time I saw someone do a performative proposal, and I was so just, like, disgusted.
Yeah.
Just like, what?
But, like, asking...
And now everything's performative.
Asking someone to prom should not be on the level of a proposal.
Yes.
Right? Like, that should be a much more basic thing. Plus, isn't it a lot of pressure on both parties? Like, the person to come up with it, and then the other person's, like, on the spot now? Like,
mm-hmm.
All right, so if they were on the fence, you've now put them in a position where it's really awkward, and if they weren't on the fence, then what's the point of the whole thing?
Yeah, it just feels too over the top. Like, you're in high school, just chill. Just chill. There's plenty of time for all of this over the top stuff if you want to take that route, but...
How big did that stuff go when Phoebe was doing that stuff in high school? Like proms and parties and like, because
it seemed normal.
Okay.
It seemed normal. Okay. I mean, her boyfriend did some sort of a promposal, which was not anything. I don't remember it, so it didn't stick out. But
right,
it was like more than just we go to the prom.
I gotcha. Because my daughter is more Nick's age, and I don't remember that time 10 years ago.
No.
Ish. 10, 11 years ago being as big as I see people doing it up. I mean, I'm including parents.
Yeah.
Like, old man alert, but like, my parents weren't even a part of the prom thing at all. Like, parents were not a part of the consideration. Like, we're not going to everybody's houses. We're not doing photo shoots everywhere. I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go meet our friends. We're going to go out to dinner, and then we're going to go to prom. Like, that was simple.
I'm old enough and small town enough that the dresses were, like, gone with the wind. For real.
Yeah.
They were giant
poofy,
hoop dresses.
Yeah.
And I mean, we just didn't know another kind of dress existed.
Right.
You know, the thought of going in something not hooped, not like you're meeting Red Butler, just would have been a scandal. Like, this is what you wear at the prom.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Well, they were prom dresses, right? I mean, like,
yeah.
Man, speaking of parents getting involved with the prom, I saw a post recently talking about, like, overly involved boy moms who, like, you guys know, like, the concept of a boy mom, right?
Yeah.
Where it's we, like, call them dads sometimes.
Well, you're just, like, you're way too into your son. Like, I get it. That's your son. That's your precious baby boy. But then there are some moms, and I'm sure dads do it with their daughters, too. They just take it to a level where it's like, whoa, you got to let your kid have your own life. And I saw a post recently that was talking about how some of these boy moms will buy themselves a bouquet for their son to give them on prom night.
Why?
So they feel included in the prom.
Why would you need to give your mother flowers because you're taking your girlfriend to a dance?
It's a great question.
That is so bizarre.
Phoebe has friends at KU who's a number of them whose parents live farther away than we do and come pretty much every weekend.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they're there, like, just dropping you off some Pop-Tarts, just bringing you your sweater. It's getting cold.
Oh, my God.
And her friends don't love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
But they don't want to say anything.
Right, I'm sure they hate it.
Yeah.
I would have fought my dad if they wanted to do that all the time. Like, please.
That would have been awkward.
Nah, you know, that's how we are. Because they would, you know, I loved the whole, like, you're 24-hour drive away from where I'm in college.
It's kind of part of
and
it.
And we'll see you, like, three times during the school year, right? We'll see you at Christmas break. Then we'll see you in spring break because they normally come down, and then I'll see you at the end of the school year. Like, that was fine. You don't need to be, you know, now, they got the opposite experience because my sister was closer, and they went up there literally all the time. Literally all the time, like, nonstop.
You really lived that life.
The
one where you and your much younger sister had two very different lives.
Oh, for sure. And she knows it. I mean, all of us know
it. And very different parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's normal, right? I mean, think about how you are now, because that's like the age that is my parents were kind of in between where you are now and where I am now when my sister was in college. Think about how we are at this point compared to what we were like when you're 40, because that's how my dad was when I was in college.
Yeah, my mom and dad were in their early 20s when they had my siblings and their late 30s when they had me. And that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like it's an 18-year difference. So think about how much different you are in terms of what I know what I have tolerance for now to attention to detail or willingness to pick a fight is not what it would have been 18 years ago.
Tina tells me that the girls who go to Roxana High and some of the other surrounding areas still wear the big Gone with the Wind dresses.
I really? Love it. That's
tradition.
Awesome.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Not all traditions are great.
Oh, man. Yeah, the 80s ones were not quite like that. Like late 80s, because I was really more close to 90s for the proms. It was like late 88, 89, 90. So it was a little bit less Gone with the Windy, but it was kind of like halfway between that and maybe where it's been the last 10, 15 years. Mm. Where it was like, they look like, well, you know what? Everybody's dresses, sorry, but they were like bridesmaids' dresses. It's kind of what the style was at that time.
I remember renting the tux. I love renting tuxes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love wearing other men's clothes.
Oh, yeah. I always hated that stuff, man.
Not a shock.
No, dog in a costume. That's what I feel like.
Dog in a costume.
That's what I feel like. Anytime I got to wear a suit and tie or, God forbid, a
like
tux.
When they dress a chimp up?
Yeah, or
he's
no. When you
scratching his ear with his back.
You ever, you ever see the you see the Halloween pet photos and people put a costume on their dog and the dog's in the photo just like head hanging like, this sucks. Get this off me.
I get it. I can see it.
That's me.
I get it completely.
Yeah. I love animals and clothes.
So... back, DG. Ask. We have Ricky Horton coming up at 2:30. Janelle's in today. Chef Cliff from Capital. Brad Young's going to join us to talk about all things legal. Lots of stuff going on there with the White House. Mike Elam joins us. So what we did, in addition to Think Tank, which is Tuesdays, we booked Mike Elam, who's very conservative, to be on every Thursday, and Alvin Reed, who's pretty liberal, to be on every Friday. Just trying to be, you know, to coin a phrase, fair and balanced when it comes to politics. Because when we talk about our politics, I don't think we have to be fair and balanced. We can be whatever we are. And if people happen to think that's fair and balanced, great. And if they think it's unbalanced, then fine. But when we're having guests on, I think it should be even.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, makes sense.
John Wilkes Booth actually planned on assassinating both Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant on the night of the assassination, but Grant decided not to go to the theater that night because his wife didn't like Mary Todd Lincoln.
I'm forgetting the name of the show. There was a really good, I think, Apple Plus TV show that went through that whole thing. It was like 8 episodes all about John Wilkes Booth and this conspiracy to take them out and all that.
I saw one like that.
It was fascinating.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Yeah.
I watched the Drunk History episode about it.
Man, I watched a couple of those years ago, and I'm like, I'm never going to watch another show again. This is the best show I've ever seen. And then it just turned on me.
I get you.
Just like,
I don't think it's like the, you know, I guess it maybe kind of turned on me a little bit too. I don't think it's like the best show, but every now and again, if you catch like a rerun on Comedy Central or whatever, like,
are you guys with me?
A decent enough show.
I have no judgment about people who drink. I drink. I'm not sober by any means. I just don't drink very much. But being around a drunk person when you're not is in my top 5 worst things.
It can be a bummer depending on, you know, I do think some people are fun drunks, and I like being around them when they're drunk, but some people are not. And some people get, like, you know, sad, or, like, maybe sometimes they get too angry or whatever when they're drunk. And, like, that's kind of now fun to be around.
Yeah. I'm not as much – I don't mind being around a drunk person because that tends to be someone I know. What I don't like is being around a lot of drunk people. Mm-hmm. That I hate. Not a fan.
Can I say one thing about Ulysses S. Grant?
Sure.
Why you got to rat your wife out like that?
Yeah, I kind of did her dirty.
Yeah, it's like, so why weren't you there? Ah, my wife hates Mary Todd.
Mary Todd.
Dude, have some chill. Think of a different excuse. This is now being retold throughout history.
Yeah, hundreds of years later.
There was beef, and it did not go well.
It's an anecdote on the Dave Glover Show, for goodness sake.
And that might have saved my life.
Scientists on TikTok put the 5-second rule to the test and found that dropped food always develops bacteria, whether it's on the floor 1 second or 1 minute.
Yeah, but then you got to just go.
Did they decide it's the same amount?
They didn't say. It was a TikTok.
That's relative, right? Doesn't that matter?
This is bad news for me.
Yeah. You're still fine.
Hasn't hurt me yet.
That's true.
Build your immune system.
That's true. This is true.
Serena Williams says, oh my God, are you kidding me? I was absolutely not dissing Drake when I danced during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show.
Give me a break.
She says, I've never had any sort of beef with him whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. All right, Serena. That sounds like her. That's really funny.
Wait a minute. So you're just now saying this?
Took a while.
Right.
That was months ago.
It just made it to her that people thought that she was.
If Mark Reardon wrote a diss song about Drake or about Dave and then performed it in the middle of Odyssey and I was out there dancing, wouldn't you guys
I'd be a little salty.
You know, like, come on.
And
obviously has a beef with them.
And if that was brought to your attention, Rach, would you wait 4 months to address it?
And be like, what? No.
Wait a minute.
Well,
people are saying, what?
I was just dancing to the pedophile song because it's so catchy. It has nothing to do with how I feel about Drake.
The Who fired Zach Starkey, the son of Ringo, who had been the drummer for The Who for 29 years. And I've seen the video that led to it. Have you seen it?
No.
Where Roger Daltrey, who's about 110, comes in late or early, whichever, but Zach's playing the right thing, but he just goes off on Zach in front of everybody, and I'm tired of this, and blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know the inner workings of The Who, obviously, but that's kind of sad. If there was like a prima donna diva kind of moment, I mean, 30 years with a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, rock stars are
and he's Ringo's
often.
Son.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
I had forgotten that The Who still plays.
Yeah.
So I guess they just do festivals and things here and there?
Probably.
Yeah. That's not fun. There are a lot of places in life where egos play at it, but that's got to be one of the toughest ones.
Do you want to see your metal bands go until they're 80?
As long as they can play, man. But they're going to have a hard time because, I don't know, how long can you headbang before you can't do it anymore? I'm serious. Like, I'm serious.
They should probably stop now.
Like, the oldest ones are the, like, of the really heavy, heavy ones. Like, that started essentially, popularity started with, like, Metallica and Megadeth and all that. And those guys are not that old, right? Aren't they only in their early 60s? So they're fine for a while. I'm going to be really curious to see how that kind of music ages, though.